Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with us as always...
Ben Vanell. It's great to be here, Tommy. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling dandy. Mm-hmm. And I'm also feeling a little bit randy.
Oh,
and
well,
joining...
I think that's going to come into play a little bit later on.
Joining us, as always...
My name's Adam Knox, and I'm feeling a little bit Sammy J, if you're feeling randy.
Okay, all right.
Nice.
I think that's...
That kind of is our dynamic, yeah. I'm the annoying small purple man.
I can play piano.
Yes.
And we have a guest today. Mm. What would you say about this gentleman?
What is there to say that hasn't already been said? Mm. It's Ben Russell.
I'm Ben Russell.
Comedian, raconteur. I've never found out what a raconteur is, but I know I hate the word.
Storyteller.
Oh, yeah. Sick.
I think it's like telling a story while wearing like a dirty old hat. It's not just telling a story. It's like wearing a with like a, you know, a waistcoat.
You tell a story, but like you don't realize anyone is there at first. You go... Oh, hello.
Exactly. You've just finished playing piano and then you've turned to the crowd.
Yeah, a cabaret performer, basically.
Yeah.
I would have been telling this story regardless of if there was any people around to hear it. It's just a happy coincidence that people kind of started flocking to me.
I was just sweeping up, but turns out I do have an hour-long story to tell in which I play every character and most of them are British. They're chimney sweeps and such.
Well, it is a story about chimney sweeps.
B. Russ, what's the best story you've ever told?
Probably a story about a guy called Jesus.
Oh, yes.
The oldest story of all.
You know, he had some pretty crazy ideas.
It's good to have you back after constant harassment from you in our Facebook group, demanding to be back on the show at any given opportunity.
Also in private.
I'm a little tenacious squirrel boy.
Yes. I got to say, I got a glimpse of what the guy who made No Man's Sky went through. Just my inbox lighting up with death threats from you every 5 minutes.
I'm going to fucking kill you, Tommy.
It's not the podcast you promised.
You promised me a podcast and you did not give me a podcast.
Oh. 18 billion tangents of this podcast.
Could have used a few more raconteurs in No Man's Sky.
And that was like a year after, this is now like a year after I asked that, and you come out with this patch, and it's still not great.
Yeah,
have you gone back in? Because I know No Man's Sky is one of your favorite topics.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you know, give me back my video game.
Yeah. In a group that we're in, anytime someone posts about any video game whatsoever, you get on the thread and make a joke about your game being stolen or not being delivered to you as promised.
Sean Murray stole my game.
Have you played Sea of Thieves? Speaking of...
Yeah, the Xbox version of No Man's Sky. Yeah. It's good. I did play Sea of Thieves.
Oh, okay.
And in the time that I played Sea of Thieves, I was I got into one ship after like so many hours trying to get matchmate. And then I finally got into one and I got voted immediately into the brig and called a and then they just danced naked in front of me. And
I reckon pirates wouldn't have even used that word.
Arr, that is disrespectful.
Arr, hey, look, we take all types here.
Yeah, we're in the waters.
We're one of the best hirers of disability people.
Yar, how about a content warning before you join us for that?
It was, you know,
I gotta say, this sounds pretty fun. What you've described to me.
When I got to play the game finally, it was actually enjoyable, and I would love to play it again, but I don't know if that game is worth the price tag plus the Xbox Live price tag,
right. Yeah.
Plus having to try and figure out an Xbox, which I had to, and they suck.
Yeah.
Xbox right. One suck.
Uh-oh. Right.
Yeah. I had mine for like about 4 months and I sold it to Knox. And it's not because I hated it. I just couldn't get into it. And I had a PS4 and it's like, well, I'm always going to prefer the PS4.
Well, there's just no titles on Xbox. Like,
right.
You might as well get a PS4 because you've got a better marketplace.
Mm.
The only reason why you get an Xbox, in my mind, is for the backwards compatibility marketplace.
Right. That is really good.
Right.
Which is basically just you going... I missed the 360.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what getting
what if
an Xbox
it
One
like a tiny bit better.
Yeah,
and ran sort of smoother. Yeah, that is really good. And but I like the controller as well.
Yeah, the controller is fantastic.
That's
absolutely.
That's the
like I bought Far Cry 5 for the Xbox.
Right.
Partly because I wanted to, like, no one else was going to do that, so I wanted to see if it... And it runs really well and stuff on there, and the controller is great for shooters. So
yeah, no, that is true. I just like 360 was one of the best consoles. Like, I fucking loved the 360.
It's kind of weird though with the 360. It's kind of in the same position that the Xbox One is in the sense that it everything that came out for it kind of also came out for other things. Most of the games that were on it were also on the PS3, and maybe the versions were kind of worse.
Yeah,
but it had a great marketplace. It had really like the Xbox Live was in really good shape.
Yeah, the interface was better than the PS3's one. Well, and just as a piece of hardware, the PS3 was a little bit more unreliable, I found.
Yeah.
When that first came out, people were having real problems with it, weren't they? Like, they were breaking heaps. And
developers had trouble with PS3.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, I felt like, and then Xbox One comes and it's just kind of like, who was in charge of this? That they just forgot all their lessons.
Or
what was that bloody, Bungie was in charge of it? They forgot all their bloody lessons from the first one? Take that, you fucks. Give me back my game.
This is the most Microsoft content we've ever had on the show.
I play a lot of stuff. I like the Xbox.
And we don't let you talk about it.
But
you just play stuff on it that, it, like, we're talking about.
It's
stuff
multi.
That
yeah.
We're, like, yeah. We and don't really have cause to talk about it because, I mean, apart from Sea of Thieves, it's the first, like, thing to come out.
It is the first thing. I mean, besides Halo... The ruining.
Yeah, well, they're fixing that up apparently as well.
Oh, yeah. What are they going to do? Just have to reboot the entire franchise again?
They're kind of fixing up that Master Chief Collection and doing some...
343 did what no one thought could be done, and they destroyed a beloved franchise.
Halo 5 was pretty bad.
Oh, what the worst.
I'm willing to give it another go because I'm a fucking idiot, but I... It's a weird fucking thing. And then with stuff like Sea of Thieves, because there's so few people there, and then the game is fucked at launch, so it makes fewer people want to stick around. So then it, like, is this weird, shitty feedback loop of, oh, there's no people, so I won't play it.
Yeah. Yes.
So then no one will play it.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves would probably best be enjoyed on the PC anyway.
Yeah, right. Which there is a version there.
I do love this kind of point with that game that we're in where it's, like, still relatively new out and... You know, you feel people kind of trying to work out, all right, are we going to give this a bit more of a chance? You know what I mean? It's like people still trying to figure out where they're landing on it. It's like within the next month we'll know, nah, we're all out.
Well, people did
it's
that.
A flop.
People did that to The Division. The Division got so much badness.
And Rainbow Six Siege was the same thing.
Yeah. And Ghost Recon Wildlands.
But Ubisoft has been incredible at fucking keep it, like, bringing their things kind of back from what
Ubisoft
would be considered
such
dead.
A bad... kind of year last year.
Yes.
But now they've seemed to have just listened to everything that people have been saying.
Totally. Yeah. It's the Ubisoft Renaissance. Because
for that,
fucking,
like, kind of 2 or 3
a
years.
A French-Canadian Renaissance.
Just quickly on the Xbox thing, it's always been interesting to me, like, so...
It's called an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Xbox thing.
The Xbox thing. Hey, wouldn't surprise me if that's what the next one is called. I find it genuinely hard to remember, like, what their weird numbering system now.
Yeah. The next one will just be a random number. It'll be the Xbox 9.
Put a 6 in front of that, baby.
Oh, shit. The 6 Xbox 9.
That's it.
No, they'll go, or like the Xbox 359 or something, just to make it, like, even more confusing. But how, like, Sony and Microsoft, basically when they develop new consoles, it's just basically going, let's just make this more powerful.
Mm.
That's really all it is.
Yeah.
Whereas Nintendo are always in there going, what fucked controller can we put in this?
Mm. You can only play it on a bridge.
Yeah. And I wonder if that will continue with Sony and Microsoft, or whether they will eventually start looking at, okay, are we going to implement, you know, new control styles when we develop a new console.
Microsoft is going in the opposite direction, where like they're making all of their games come out on the PC as well. They're just going to make a really powerful...
Well, they've got that key there now. So like if you buy Sea of Thieves on Xbox and you do have a PC, you can play that on PC.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is great. Mm. Like that's a really good thing to be doing. And if they just made their thing a powerful, simple to use PC, the next one, then cool.
And I think that's what it is. I think we'll be seeing more... like direct streaming functionality in terms of games, like
probably
we'll have consoles like the Steam console,
and it's like that subscription service, and you just get access to 500 games.
How games are becoming more of a service thing. You're getting so many more service games.
Yeah,
like even Far Cry 5 has weekly challenges and stuff like that.
Do you want to shut the door?
Oh, yeah.
Ben's door just like swung open a little bit, and it was genuinely a little bit frightening.
Yeah. Is that shut? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think you'll see more of that. Like we'll see more of those as the technology becomes better.
The only reason I don't like the sound of that is because we live in Australia.
Yes.
Yeah.
The internet here is fucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, already in the States you have... not just PS Plus, but you've got another PlayStation Sony subscription.
PlayStation Now?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes. Which you can get like every month if you sign up to it, you get these things. But I mean, yeah, Australia's kind of fucked that way.
Yeah.
Well, the Game Pass thing is good because you just, the Xbox one, because you just download the entire game.
Yeah.
And it sits there. And the Xbox is genuinely a good console.
I got a little bunch of it. Come on, guys.
It's the cheapest one. It's got most of the games. Like, it's not a bad option. With the Game Pass thing, you can pay a very small amount of money to have.
It's not a terrible
option.
It's
got most of the games if you don't want to play any Naughty Dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
that Spider-Man one looks fucking
Spider-Man
good.
Or, yeah. All right, so should we talk about that? Because that got dated.
Yeah.
September 7th?
I think it is 7th.
I feel like this title's been coming out forever.
Yeah.
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 I guess so. There's a few of those that were from that E3 like 2 years ago or whatever it was that are still, that zombie one is still knocking about.
Yeah.
Crackdown
Days
is still
gone
the longest.
By or Days,
Days
Gone?
Gone.
Days Gone.
Yeah. Yeah, Crackdown 3 has been coming out for 7 years or something.
I don't reckon
that was supposed to be a launch title for the Xbox One, wasn't it?
Probably almost 7 years, literally. Yeah,
if that game comes out, it will suck.
Yes.
And it probably won't come out.
With Owlboy, which we talked about recently, because that was in development for like 7 or 9 years or something like that, and I hadn't really heard anything about it until right before it came out on Switch, and I'm so glad I didn't know anything about it through its development, because it's so the sort of thing I'm into, and it would have driven me insane had I been sitting there watching the process and like waiting for it to come out.
Yeah.
This release date that was probably like just always way too far on the horizon. But yeah, this Spider-Man thing, that E3 where Sony just came out and went, here's everything we've even thought about doing for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
Which at the time was like, Jesus Christ, this is awesome. Like, they had such a great E3.
Well, they had,
but
like,
then long term, it's like, where's any of this
That stuff? Final Fantasy remake, the Final Fantasy VII remake that just, I feel like, has dropped off the face of the earth since then.
Well, it was like 2 or 3 months ago, they were like, oh, we're retooling the whole game.
Oh,
so
cool.
Getting rid of the director, like, basically starting again.
Okay.
It's like, fucking hell.
Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. Where, like, they were coming out in the middle of games going, I just fucking had another one.
God of War reboot?
Yeah, but now he's got a fucking... And kid,
he's got a little kid and it's kind of Tomb Raider now.
It does look fucking good though, that God of War.
Of
all the first hand like hands on impressions that people have gotten, they've all been like, this is fucking sick, man.
Is that dated? That's
coming out on the 20th, baby.
Yeah,
it's in like 2 weeks.
Oh wow, cool. Yeah. Okay,
it's
so
awesome.
The answer to my question is yes.
I suppose so. If you want to be a dick about it,
I very much do.
The same feedback from the Spider-Man stuff. Everyone, there was like, I think it was Game Informer or one of those American magazines had a big thing about it and just listed all this stuff that they saw with it, and it sounds fucking good.
There's been more gameplay footage released as well, and it looks great. It looks so fluid and fun to play.
I like that you can only attach your webs to buildings or trees.
Right.
You have to actually have something nearby, which is cool.
And the combat is apparently, is it still kind of that Batman-esque style?
Yeah.
That's the impression I get.
Yeah.
Combo sort of stuff, which I love. I feel like Batman and...
get the DDR dance mat out.
Shadow of Mordor is all like, you have to... If you press this other button, when you hit them, it can start at like criticals.
Yeah.
Those like long combos and all that is perfect for that type of game.
It's kind of established now as like, because like we were talking about this last week, how first person shooters, it's like, this is the control scheme for almost all of them. Now these third person action games, the combat is like, it's almost second nature.
Oh, yeah. You've got two. You've got the Batman and Shadow of Mordor, and then you've got the Dark Souls, Witcher,
sure.
Assassin's Creed style.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Which is the shield and the...
Yeah, you know, dodge
and... A lot of rolling. And then you've got the other one, which is a more fluid kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah, my problem with that sort of stuff is like it doesn't really lend itself to like if you take a bit of time off from the game and come back, like those combat-y kind of combo things. It's like, oh, I've forgotten how to do all the moves that...
You've got like 50 things that you earn over the period of the game. Yeah.
Sleeping Dogs was a demon for that where you...
I found that with Shadow of War. Like I took a bit of a break and came back and it's like, oh, is it circle and triangle at the same time?
The new God of War is that kind of Witcher-y, Dark Souls-y based combat controls game. Whereas the Spider-Man is going to be the different consoles. They've got one that's Batman, one that's... Dark Souls.
Yeah, but it seems like it's going to be. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those kind of games where or like properties where if it's not a home run, then just quit. Like, if you can't make zipping around a city
They haven't been able to for ages. The last one that they did, Spider-Man 2, was good.
Yes,
Spider-Man 3 was a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like there's been a Spider-Man thing in a decade.
I guess more.
It kind of stopped him after that. The last one that I did, I don't remember what it was, but
I guess that last the Spider-Man 3 kind of killed. Oh, there must have been ones for the one from with Facebook movie guy.
What?
Andrew Garfield when he was Spider-Man. He did two movies of Spider-Man.
But there
remember
was
that?
There was a weird era where they just put all the licensed stuff on phones, like a lot of mobile games. Yeah. There were some okay Avengers-y ones, but I think that was still in the dip before Arkham kind of really.
Yeah,
and they sort of stopped making these games and like tethering them to like a movie coming out and the cover of the game just being the poster because they like having like them creating their own kind of version of that world has been proven to be more popular.
And is this the start of that one? Because there are a bunch of people making like Marvel licensed games. Is this the start of like the Marvel video game?
What's that big one that got announced that we've never heard anything since that like some big motherfuckers were working?
Was it Avengers?
Did that? Like the guys that did the Tomb Raider or something.
There was something where like they stopped working on another game to start working on.
We haven't heard anything.
No, it was around I think when Disney shut down a bunch of the other stuff, and then they were like, "No, this is going to be an actually good game."
I feel like it was from the dudes that created the first, like the Tomb Raider reboot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Crystal Dynamics.
Yes. Yeah.
So that should be cool.
Well, one of our
that
listeners
sounds like
actually...
a company that makes pornos.
Crystal with a K.
Crystal Dynamics.
Yeah, one of our listeners.
They're still printing them on VHS.
They're doing an Avengers parody soon.
Like, I bet if we picture the logo that would come up at the start of the video, I bet we're all picturing the exact same thing.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like... kind of purpley pink, and it's like a little warped.
Crystal.
It's like a triangle, like a tilted triangle in the background going off into the distance.
Nice.
But you know why they call me Iron Man, though.
Do you think that it's a good sign or a bad sign that this title has taken so long?
Good.
Probably good.
I reckon they just announced it earlier than is the current trend, which is to announce it pretty close to launching something.
And for ages they were just showing like kind of cutscene-y things, so it's not like they were showing off gameplay that's then taken ages to keep working on where it's like this, okay, there must be problems with this.
Yeah.
They clearly just, like
this is just a more old-fashioned thing of where like it always used to be that a game would be announced like 3 years before it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they've just done that. It actually looks so... I was a little...
You were very skeptical. Yeah.
All this stuff that's come out recently has made me a lot more...
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I kind of was, always thinking, I'm sure it will be good, but just what they were showing of it wasn't, I didn't think was doing a great job of convincing me.
Right.
Because
it was mostly cutscenes and stuff.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, that's not real gameplay. They've just, that's programmed. That's all. But I think it looks great. Yeah.
Follow the numbers. Follow the money.
Yep.
Look at building 7 that he's attached his web to. How to get that there?
Too soon.
That
mate.
Is really
spy
too soon.
Derman.
Yes.
Spy Row.
Okay. Okay. He's gone into a segue.
I want to change topics.
You could just say the same company that made is making this made Spyro.
Yeah.
That would, I think that would have been.
Bro, yeah. don't yuck my yum, please.
Fuck you.
Spider-Man's a video game and another video game
that
is coming out.
That I'm on board.
That's very good.
That has to be every segue from now on yes. on this show.
Speaking of video games.
That remaster of Spyro looks fucking great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was like rumored for a good, I feel like that got leaked. What were we talking about?
Spyro. I thought you were going to lead back in.
Oh, yeah.
Spyro!
Spyro! That little... Spyro the little
Spyro!
Greek...
Spyro!
The little Greek dragon is... he's back to old looking regular Spyro before yes. all the Skylanders yes. stuff, which is yes. good. It looks... I replayed Spyro
oh, really?
Not that long ago, since we've been doing this podcast. I remember right. talking about it on here, one of them. And it's still good.
Mm. So, I've never played any of them. And when the Crash remasters came out... I'd never fully played Crash, but I'd played like tiny little bits and pieces here at friends' houses, so I knew, you know, vaguely what it was.
Yeah.
Spyro, I have no idea, aside from being a 3D platformer.
A lot right. more Mario 64 style of platformer.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you'll be into it.
Yeah. Mm. It does reek of like, this is going to come out on the Switch. Why aren't they just announcing it
I think
parallel?
So. I guess not. I was going to say I think Sony owns Spyro in some way, but they mustn't because Skylanders came out on everything.
But also Sony owned Crash and then they did a deal.
Yeah.
Like yeah, it probably would. I guess it'll depend on how Crash does on the Switch.
It just seems weird to announce this like not long after Crash has been announced that it's coming out on the Switch and to not go, okay, well, this is what's just happening now with this.
Yeah.
Because they're so like... People kind of talk about them sort of vaguely in those franchises in sort of the same way.
Yeah.
It's
I'm sure it's financial. It's got to be something like people will buy it on the Xbox and the PS4 and then we'll wait nine months, release it on the Switch.
It's only PS4 at this point.
Right. So they'll, but it'll be like that timed exclusive where people will rebuy it on the Switch to play it portable. Like,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
Has it got September 21, I think it is. It
could be.
Could be.
Yeah. I think it definitely is.
All right.
I don't believe it.
Hey, we'll never know.
With 2018 being the year of the remake.
And 17 and 16.
Well, I feel like a specialist. They were like, remakes. Now they're like, we're going to do everything.
Yeah.
It's all remakes.
Try and make money.
All the time.
But it feels like there was a bit of a period where remakes would sort of flop a bit. Like they kind of, like, it feels like more it's in the last maybe year and a half or so. They've kind of worked out, a lot of companies have worked out how to actually do them well and get people excited about them again and the little tweaks and stuff that you need to do to kind of, you know, make them.
I find it really hard to get excited about remakes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was looking at some stuff of the Dark Souls one and it is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And like it looks a little bit higher resolution or whatever and it runs at a steady frame rate. But it's, I can't be bothered.
I don't get excited.
No, man, you just got excited just then. I saw the excitement in your face.
When I yelled out Spyro and flames flashed
you
in
yelled,
my eyes.
And you did too, Noxia.
Spyro! Spyro! All right, you got me.
I feel like Tommy's the only one that's getting really excited about this.
I get into it. Yeah, if it's something I haven't... I mean, something like this, which I've never played before, and they're kind of... If it wasn't coming out of remaster, it would be hard to track down the originals, and they would look like shit. I'm excited. I'll go on record and say I'm excited.
Wow.
You
I'm the only one in this room with the guts to say that I'm excited.
Get a lot of Big Kev over here.
I like the fact that if it's a game that I used to like that I don't have access to anymore, that's like, cool, yeah, I'll probably play that again. But it is weird that half the gaming release schedule is remasters.
Yeah. And they're priced really strangely. Like Burnout Paradise was too expensive. It should have been like $20 to download because if it's more expensive than buying the original version of the game on a 360 or whatever, I feel like that's a strange place to
especially be. Especially if, like Burnout, like me, you get Burnout Paradise thinking that it's Burnout 3 Takedown.
Oh, right.
Wait, this isn't the one that I like.
Oh,
man,
no.
They have really changed this in the remastering of it.
They've only given you some clue in the title that it wasn't the exact same
I don't know. It's been so long. I don't know. It's just like, wait a second. this sucks. This game fucking sucks.
I actually haven't seen that mentioned in reviews that much.
Yeah, well.
I thought this was going to be a different game.
I'm sure it's Sean Murray's fault in some capacity.
Well, they probably did that. I think Polygon did that for the Far Cry 5. They were like, this isn't a game, a satirical take. Yes.
I'm not watching Stephen Colbert right now, and I don't get it.
It's weird. It's like I'm watching a just a game.
I don't like that criticism because I've been playing Far Cry 5 this week and it's fucking fun.
Let's should we do the rest of the news and then we'll just dive back into Far Cry 5 at some point?
No. Okay. Let's mix it up.
This was a pretty organic flow, you know.
Yeah, it was almost
speaking
like
speaking of video games.
Speaking of organic flow.
Well, that like that criticism of it I think is unfair. To criticize a piece of work for not being a different piece of work that you wanted is not a fair criticism. It's, you've got to just say what's contained in it.
It's the type of sniveling piece of shit journalism that Polygon is kind of shitting out at the moment.
Oh, like, absolutely.
I used to love Polygon, and all of a sudden they were like, no, we're going to be at the cunts of the game.
Yeah. We're going to be only woke and not actually good.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy when something is criticized for being something or not being something that it's deliberately not trying to do. Do you know, like going, oh, it's not this. It's like, yeah, but if it tried to do it and failed, then that's fair to sort of say it doesn't quite work.
Like Grand Theft Auto or whatever, when it is like on its face a satire of American culture or whatever, and then it's just a really weak one sometimes.
Yeah. But like to say, it'd be like going Far Cry 5, oh, you know what, as a puzzle game in the vein of Tetris, it's fucking shithouse.
Yeah.
Well, it's not attempting to be.
I thought that the mess, like the kind of message or whatever, the satire or symbolism wasn't lost on me. Like, it was subtle.
Yeah.
It's not that subtle that it wouldn't be lost on you. What did they want? They wanted you to, at the start, instead Ubisoft thing, like, this game was made by a variety of people of different religions. At the start, they were like, guns are bad and religion is terrible.
Yeah.
But don't do it. It's like, that's what they wanted. They wanted
But it's that would be a hypocritical game to go like, guns are bad, but here's some modifications for your gun if you want to make it a better gun. Yeah.
Like, I think that it's...
Every time you shoot, just this voice on the screen going, naughty, naughty.
Naughty.
Use your words. What the...
I will face you on the battlefield of ideas.
I think you said this in...
You're pointing at me. Tommy Dasilo.
Yeah, Tommy Dasilo.
And that was Ben Vanel speaking.
I think that it's... oh, were you saying that? Like, it was more of a subtle message that there was all these American flags and people being proud. Meanwhile, the countryside is burning to the ground. You know,
I didn't say that. I think Ben Vanel said that.
Well, I get you two confused.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're two kind boys.
Yes.
I get my kind boys confused. I think that's a much more... It's much more powerful to say something in a subtle way and not alienate everyone than to go, this is the message. And then the people that can actually be influenced that aren't already on your side will just be like, nah, fuck you. You're a leftist cuck.
Yeah. But it's crazy to go, it should have been this, without really thinking it through and going, okay, well, realistically speaking, if it was that, you probably would have shit on it for all these reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would have gotten a 10 if it had this in it.
Probably would have been like, these guys aren't philosophical academics writing the best, most thoughtful, you know, treaties on racism. Like,
I think Polygon's been kind of bought in a way. Like,
there are
only these specific piece of shit games that they give like 9.5s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, really? And then they'll give like Ubisoft... a 6 for not saying guns are bad enough.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than the critic who's like, trying to because every review that a writer writes, it's like that's someone working on something for their portfolio. So you've got to stick out in some way. You can't just go, this is good, the end. Mm. Like you've got to have an angle and it fit. That's the worst kind of criticism when it's just so blatantly trying to just stick out from the pack.
Well, and it's
get people talking about the review.
It's like Pitchfork or ones like that where the brand of the website is more important than the review. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
absolutely. And this one, because I read that, you know, when it came out and was like, fuck, is Far Cry 5 going to be bad?
Yeah, but then I watched ACG, which is my like go-to for reviews.
A cool guy.
Yeah.
He means me.
No, he's really good. He's on YouTube, ACG. I recommend.
Is he the one who does like the he does the sections and he does like buy, rent, wait for sale?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
He's really good.
Yeah.
He has bad jokes, but don't we all?
No. Sparrow.
My wife.
And then, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you then.
What was I saying?
You were saying you read that review. And
oh, it was a thrilling story.
Yeah. The end. No. And then I played the game and I reread the review and I was like, this guy has come into this review with an agenda.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is agenda first and then it's the review.
By the way, how good is that when you read a bad review of something and you go, oh, okay. Mm. And then you play the thing and you love it, but you've kind of forgotten what was in the review and you go back and you read it. You're like, this person's a fucking idiot.
Totally. Absolutely. And it wasn't necessarily this person's a fucking idiot in their criticism of the gameplay or whatever. It was... they have a political agenda that they wish was addressed in the game and wasn't at all.
But yeah. That's like, also there's a place for if you want to view that sound, if
speaking
anybody
of
heard
fucking
it,
idiots.
That was the sound of Ben Russell dropping a fidget spinner.
Sounds like a bit that we've made up. It's 100% genuine.
Yeah. Fidget spinner, the ultimate game.
Much like New Year's Eve 2017, the fidget spinner was dropped. So,
very good.
If you also want to view everything through a certain political lens, then this website maybe works for you. You know,
sure.
There's plenty of people who want to do that, especially at the moment. And I am much more on the side right at the moment of escapism being more important than political commentary in every single piece of art that comes out.
Yeah, yeah, agreed. I was thinking about this the other day between reviewing Far Cry and now, and how we, all four of us, are in this kind of left-wing arts bubble where we were like swamped.
I just want to say the word left-wing farts bubble and then you can continue.
7.5 for that one.
Thank you.
We were like just mired in this kind of political deconstruction of you know, like sexism and gun control and all of this stuff. Like, we just are constantly bombarded with it. And it's stuff we agree with. Like, yeah, sexism's
and
bad.
It's
gun control's good. It's all important. But
it's also, it's real world work that isn't, a fucking Far Cry video game isn't the place where I'm like, finally, the answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was once criticism about Far Cry 5, and I think a lot of people did say this, it's that the story and the open world that you live in are kind of at odds with each other tonally.
Yeah.
And right. I didn't get that throughout the entire, I was like, yeah, I mean, it's a little dark, but then I saw the end.
So, you finished it.
I finished it.
Yeah. Right. We have not.
It is a... I don't know. There's different endings.
Right.
Right.
And I've done all of them.
Right.
There's only two, really, isn't there? No, there's three, actually.
Oh.
There's a hidden one at the start.
Yeah. The same thing as like four, yeah.
Right.
And all of them, I felt... I just... Endings in video games are so hard.
Mm.
Like, so difficult.
Yeah.
And it was like... fine. It was one of those endings where you're like, oh yeah.
Mm.
I feel like every Far Cry game has kind of done that. I remember 3 being really disappointed with the ending.
2 was so bad though.
I don't know.
2
if
was
I
like
finished
you died 2. Of malaria. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, so
is that a spoiler alert for malaria? You die from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't need to have a bite to it though. Anyway, if Spyro Remaster doesn't have the final boss be Trump now, I'm going to be fucking furious.
Spyro.
Spyro.
Spyro, it's tremendous.
One thing
it's just a Trump impersonator. That's the final boss.
Spyro.
Yeah, Spyro.
You've done a great job.
Huge.
It's terrific.
Spyro, you're so huge. Spyro's so shiny.
One thing I've seen come up a lot in reviews is, you know, talking about the characters in this one, in Far Cry 5, and like the bosses, and saying like, oh, there's some good ones, but you know, they're not a patch on, you know, the heights of the, I don't know, I forget the character's name, but you know, this one in 3 and this one in 4.
Vast.
Which is Vast, just kind of like, well, okay, sure, if a series has done something in it that's like got, you know, the absolute pinnacle, like, is it fair to then become going, it's not as fair as, it's not as good as this thing that is
I think
super, super great. And the, like, you
Far
know.
Far Cry 4 and I think 5, from what I've played of it so far, are quite obviously trying to recapture that, like, charismatic villain thing.
Well, I mean, that's a part of the Far Cry brand, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The Far Cry brand is that you have a charismatic villain.
Yeah, you're fighting 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
And then you're, that's what these people are. They're 30 seconds to Mars.
Yeah. The hipster, the hipster rednecks.
I actually found him pretty scary and menacing. I thought that Jacob, because there's three lieutenants.
Yeah, is Jacob the one in the south or
Jacob's
the
military boy, okay, yeah, with the cool hipster haircut.
Right.
I found him to be the most boring.
Right.
I found that his arc was like, I just found him annoying and not good annoying.
I haven't liked any of the story so far. It's been very boring to me. Just
Faith is definitely the high point of the entire story.
Well, every conversation that I've been having with all the people in the towns and stuff has been a little too long. And it kind of locks you into it. Yeah, I know. I might start doing that because it's just all been a bit flat. But I'm not there for the story of it, really.
Yeah,
Fly a plane around and jump out.
Yeah, I found a couple of the story missions a bit tedious and like kind of difficult as well. There's certain sections.
Game, yeah.
But I said it last week. It's just the aesthetics that I like. I like the visuals. I like the music. Like I like all that stuff.
Well, I'm looking forward to now. I've just been getting all the outposts because that's. I mean, that's why I buy Far Cry games. Mm. That's why I loved Far Cry 2, and that's why that's why I play them is so that I can creep scout out outposts. Mm. Am I going to go in loud? Like, am I going quiet? It's that kind of thing. Am I just going to snipe everyone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The outposts make the game. The outpost maketh the game, as they say.
Oh, I think for me it is the outposts as well, and also the just getting in a truck, driving around, going, "Oh, these guys are over here. I'm going to follow this."
Getting into mischief.
There's some pretty fun fucking things that you can do in there. I was I had the plane guy as a friend, and I had the sniper.
Oh, yeah, that's who I've got.
And
too,
we just sniped off, and then he came in strafed everything, and then it was we just destroyed this outpost so quickly.
Yeah,
and it was tactical kind of. It was really great.
This sounds like good fun. I am still stuck on the exact same bit that I was last week. I never knew it was possible to be this bad at a video game. It is unbelievable. Genuinely something's wrong with me. I was just sitting there playing it at one point going, I think who do you see about this? I need help. Something's missing in my brain.
That's so weird because you were able to play Doom.
Yeah.
But like I said, Doom is you can absorb a lot of damage and you don't need to be very precise. You've got these big fucking insane guns and the enemies are so big.
And you're constantly moving as well.
You can snap to enemies, that way if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can also put the difficulty down to easy.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Is this the opening?
I don't know.
You've just got to run.
Can you all come to my house and show me what I'm doing wrong?
I honestly think I wouldn't be able to stomach watching you play.
I think
it would be unbearable.
My blood would boil.
Yeah.
You should YouTube what you're playing,
man.
So you can be the most downvoted video.
I'm simultaneously having it's kind of like I'm me playing it and I'm really bad at it, but I'm also having the out of body experience of someone who's watching me play and getting very frustrated by it.
Right.
Even though I don't actually know what I'm doing wrong, I'm just pissing myself off. It's, I don't know, man. It's the most taxing mental experience of anything I've ever been through. I don't know what's going on.
Oh no!
Question: is the guns? You can get the prestige guns with they're just skins, right? They don't affect the damage.
Microtransaction ones.
Ones you have to save up for $7,000 for.
Okay, I haven't really looked into that.
One of them, I think it's slightly better. Falls End gun, and it's like. Maybe it is just skinned, yeah. I stopped using it immediately. I'm on the first gun in each column, basically, and I just have added silencers and scopes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, I would just go the AK-47 thing and then
wait,
a sniper rifle.
You can get guns in this game?
Oh. Thomas.
Spare it. There's some more news here that you've written down, Ben.
Yes.
Wow. How's the view from under that bus?
Well, I've thrown him into the driver's seat of the bus.
Okay.
to tell us about this news. The Studio Ghibli co-founder died.
I put that in because you criticized Studio Ghibli last week.
I didn't criticize Studio Ghibli. I criticized fucking Ni No Kuni.
Directly responsible for his death.
I absolutely am not.
That's the only reason I included that news.
Well, rest in peace. Should have learned to draw while you were alive. But no, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
That is brutal.
That's
yeah.
That's
fuck that guy for having a much more successful career than me.
Saying all that when you don't even know the guy's name as well, yeah. Especially.
Well, I don't know because Ben didn't write it down. No, that's a shame.
It sucks. Yeah.
But you don't like Studio Ghibli.
No, I do. Studio Ghibli's all right. I didn't like how Ni no Kuni 2 looked.
How but does Ni no Kuni 2 look?
Kind of like Studio Ghibli, Ghibli. But like a little more washed out and lame. Like, I don't know. I'm not into it.
That got everything I wanted out of it and more.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Thanks for writing that down, Ben.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure.
And thanks for your feedback, everyone.
keeping this bus above 50 miles per hour at this point.
Final Fantasy 15 DLC specifics. Yep. Aranea, Arden, Noctis, Luna, DLC through 2019. What else do I have to say? is through 2019, as in it will continue and exist during 2019?
I believe all of those four are set for release in 2019, staggered throughout. So it's
right, so nothing this year?
Not from what I could say, no.
What the fuck? That's the weirdest game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so strange.
But it's, yeah, so I forget who Aranea is.
Aranea was the woman who joined in with you occasionally.
What right. the fuck are you guys talking about?
Talking about Final Fantasy 15, bro.
Oh, that's why I don't care.
Yeah. Remember that hunk simulator that came out in 2016?
Oh, yeah.
The hunk simulator.
And, so Noctis has another one, I get, because yep. the whole game was not... all right. Yep. I want to play that stuff, but I don't want to fucking play it in 2020.
Well, that's
yeah. insane.
It's I loved that game. That was my game of the year that year. But
your Gotti?
Yeah, it was. It was my Gotti, and it may be my goat. No, it's not. It's good though.
Okay.
I don't want to play it. I don't want to keep playing this game in perpetuity. I would like to
play it one more time yeah. with all the other stuff in there. So, but that means that it's in yeah, like 2020, which yeah. is fucking wild.
I'd rather play Final Fantasy VII Remaster.
Well, and too
I'm,
bad.
I'm excited about that.
Never gonna happen.
It's never happening, buddy. Let it go.
Divinity.
Every game will be a service game, and there will be no more solo.
That's what single it feels player like.
Games.
Yeah.
It's such a weird like pricing structure to pay for the thing that you then have to pay more stuff. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to pay an entry fee to get into McDonald's to then yeah. pay for your food. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
But if you crazy. Want five pieces of food, you have to pay for each one.
Mm. Yeah.
Considering that the video game industry like makes so much money already, you're just like, now they're just like, let's find a way that we can fuck these nerds out of more money.
Yeah. That's what I really don't like about it. Because I've even
seen... It's weird when you're like, the industry that you love so much fucking hates you.
Yeah. And it's a weird point where like us starting this podcast like 2 years ago or whatever it was, like where in many ways like gaming, especially like last year, such an amazing year for games, so much good stuff comes out now. But then there's also this side where the industry is like in the worst shape it's ever been.
And it wouldn't be such a problem if you knew that they were paying the people making the games well and all of that stuff. But it's not that.
Like video game, like programmers get fucking... just screw.
Yeah. And then have to work these long fucking hours, stay, just sleep at the office.
Yeah.
And then the exorbitant amounts of money you are asked to pay sometimes do not go to them. They go to whoever is above them.
I still
Some
see.
Some kind of boss. I don't know how it
I still
works.
See, like, our listeners, people who are discussing this online, are like, oh, you know, but video game companies don't make money. Like, this is just a way.
Bullshit.
Microtransactions are a way for them to make money. And it's like.
That's just fucking what they. That's what they are saying. Like, we need more money.
Yeah, well, it's the most profitable Fuck entertainment off. Industry in the world, right?
That's it. Yeah. It's they're just buying the PR. It's like they make billions of dollars of profit, not just revenue. They clear fucking billions of dollars. They're
and
not
they pay
hard
their,
up.
The guys that actually do the heavy lifting. Fuck all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like my, I really like CD Projekt Red, who made The Witcher, and apparently they have some of the worst working conditions that studio, which is a shame, and makes me feel kind of bad about like, okay, this like Cyberpunk 2077 thing. Mm. Do I mean, I am going to buy that, but like, am I going to feel bad about it? No.
No.
But you've thought about it for about 5 seconds. Yeah. That's what really matters.
That makes you such a good person.
I sat down and went,
you should write for Polygon.
Once.
But, you know, I guess the flip side is that all this gives rise to like the indie developers and the great kind of like small team, you know, getting fed up and going out on their own and doing these like really great solo creative driven things that are just full of so much, you know, artistic vision and stuff. So, I mean, I guess if that's the flip side that it creates, then that's a good thing to kind of come out of it. But
But wait 5 years until that whole process is co-opted somehow.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm in a position where it sucks, but also it's not in any of the games that I
play. It just sounded like you were talking about your life. Like, I'm in a position where it sucks.
But like, yeah, I don't get personally affected by it because it's I don't tend to really play any of the stuff that it's in, even though I'm aware that it's very bad, but it doesn't. But it, yeah, it's only a matter of time until...
Well, Shadow of War took out or is taking out microtransactions.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And Battlefront 2 is putting back in microtransactions.
But then I think they put them back in and then took them back out.
Yeah.
I went because on the PS store it was on sale, so I bought Battlefront 2.
Right. And are they still in?
Because
I thought they took them out, but they put them back
in.
Fucking Hokey Pokey.
I don't know because I played it once.
Yep.
And then... haven't played it since.
Right.
I quite like that game, is the shame of that one. But
yeah.
A game that I think I would like, but didn't play last year because there just wasn't enough time, Divinity Original Sin 2 is coming to the PS4 and the Xbox One now.
Yeah, I'm excited. I just downloaded the first one on Steam because it's, I guess, old enough that it will run on my Mac.
Yeah.
I haven't played it yet, but I think I had this game confused with some other game that I did play.
Right.
Like some fucking like dumb third person action, you know, thing.
Okay.
This is, it's a fully in-depth RPG.
It's an old school Baldur's Gate type RPG.
And it looks fucking great. And I'm very excited for this.
Except it's like 100, this might be like my Persona 5 of this year or something where I just spend
really
too much time.
I think I'm the same way that I think it's some other game.
It looks like a Diablo 2, Baldur's Gate kind of thing. Very deep. Apparently.
The console might be a good place to play it too because the PC one came out a little bit buggy, I think, and they've patched it and stuff since.
Right.
And the console version of the first one, I think people really liked.
Right.
So that's cool.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Put all games on all platforms.
Yes.
Shadow of War got rid of microtransactions. Mm. You've written down racist Twitch streamers. Is this news?
Yeah, I think Ninja said the N-word.
Which one's Ninja?
Oh, one of the weird ones.
Okay.
With blue hair.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah.
That's no different. I saw Microsoft.
It's almost like gaming culture is toxic.
Yeah, we should do an episode on that at some point.
We land somewhere between Polygon and Twitch streamer.
Yes.
I don't know where we are in that thing, but we're somewhere in the middle
of that. We think we're normal, but everyone at either end thinks we're idiots, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you guys. I saw something. I don't know if this was Twitch as well. I think it was just Microsoft products that they're like in some way cracking down on hate speech in like an algorithmic way of detecting it on Skype and Xbox Live and that sort of stuff.
I can tell you that Sea of Thieves is not.
There's no algorithms on the open seas.
No. It's brutal out there.
Dancing naked around you while yelling.
Being locked in a brig while someone shouting it at you on like a battlefield in another game is like bad enough.
Yeah.
But you being confined in a cell with someone just screaming these hate, you can't go anywhere, you can't escape it.
And all I do in that situation is just just talk back to them in the same voice that they're talking back to. Like, I'm just like, yeah, dude, rockin' hey, bruh. Hey, Hang Ten, bruh. Yeah. Yeah, dude, let's go with Chad and go Kegan.
Dude, you reckon this ship could get some waves?
Yeah, and then he was like, you don't even know who I am. If you knew who I am.
Bro, dude, I am you.
I'm going to fry your router right now. And he was, turns out, like, he was a New Jersey, like he's 42nd.
Billy Joel.
No, what's his name? His name
the is Entertainer.
Sexton.
Yeah.
Shexton.
That was his, and he was like, he's like a competitive gamer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ranked 42nd.
Was this Ninja?
Yeah, maybe.
It was PewDiePie.
But he was a real piece of shit, and I hope something real bad happens to him.
Studio Ghibli style.
Yeah.
I don't think bad things tend to happen to people who stream video games online, though. They never get, like, swatted or anything. Never swat anybody.
Never do
That's
it.
That's the
we,
worst
we
fucking shit in the world.
Specifically don't endorse it. It's fucking awful.
It's mental.
Yeah.
That's all the news this week. We've been playing any other fucking things?
Firewatch is coming to Switch.
Oh, yes.
I saw during
that new game.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
God, yeah.
Who cares?
I hope but they remaster it.
I guess there's enough people that haven't played it that would enjoy it on the Switch, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's an enjoyable game.
It's a great game. It's liked it.
It'd be good on the Switch too.
Yeah. Mm. You've been playing Assassin's Creed Origins?
Yes, I have. I've been playing the expansion.
Mm. This isn't the like museum mode thing.
No. They do have that. That was a free rollout.
Right.
But this is part I bought
like the first
pass,
DLC.
Yeah, they did the first one which is like the hidden ones, which was good.
Okay.
Which was pretty good. But this one, whereas that one was kind of the same visually, this one you go into the afterlife, into the different worlds of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that they've really nailed the Egyptian mythology and the feel of that in this game anyway. But visually, holy shit, all those different worlds, they're different little isolated worlds that you can run around in, same as others. And they're really fucking great. They're really well realized. Nice. And they look fantastic. Like,
cool.
First level that I was in is the field of reeds. And there's like
is that like Gladiator ships. Dream world?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's big ships, you know, sailing on this field of reeds that you can walk around in.
Fuck.
It looks beautiful.
You got voted in the brig straight away.
And yeah, I got voted in the brig. And
what kind of slur Horace got was back then?
Naked idiot. That's what they call everyone. That's like old Egyptian for fuck.
It's crazy how this like Assassin's Creed Origins seems to be one of the best representations of ancient Egypt in any medium.
It is so good.
Yeah. I need to go back to that game.
Yeah. Ubisoft have never fucked up that aspect of the games. Like the French Revolution game was great.
You were the only people that played that game.
Yeah, Unity. Yes. Yeah. Unity. Even that shitty London one, like London was great, but it was the actual moment to moment gameplay they fucked up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, they still have some work. I mean, it's not like the story in the main story didn't stumble.
Mm.
But I felt like the world building was the best it's ever been in one of these
games.
It
looked fucking incredible.
And that period of history in Ptolemaic Egypt is fascinating, you know, sort of that post-Alexander the Great.
Have you done any of the museum mode thing?
I did a little bit of Alexandria.
Right.
Which is a pretty... And I love that whole period of history.
Mm.
And Alexandria is a fascinating city that Alexander the Great built, and it's pretty cool. It's very interesting time. If you're like a history buff, I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah,
it doesn't take very long.
It's a patch of history I just really don't know much about. Mm. I should go do that.
I've seen the mummy.
That's ancient Egypt.
yeah. No, I loved what I played of Assassin's Creed Origins. I've got to go back in because there was a million other games to play. But fuck, if the DLC is also good.
Is this the end of the DLC?
I believe so.
For them?
This was the last one.
Right.
Anyway. So
That's pretty quick then.
Yeah.
From release to being wrapped up.
Well, development was a bit longer. And it just kind of felt like they sat down and were like, let's make this one really, really good and nail every aspect of it. And it feels like they have.
Do you reckon they announce another one at E3? Do you reckon there's another one that comes out this year, or do you reckon next year?
I hope that they continue just the bi-annual
deal. Yeah, I'd be keen to hear an announcement for one. But
I saw a rumor about Ancient Greece is going to be the next.
Yes,
one.
I saw that too.
That'd be awesome.
I think Ubisoft they've got their shit sorted at the moment.
Yes,
I feel like it'd be foolish to rush back into an annualized title.
Mm. Mm. The thing that they're doing with a lot of their games of putting it out and supporting it for 2 years or whatever before doing a sequel is that works for me.
Even For Honor, you know, and The Division, which was in that year that they kind of were all over the place in terms of quality, they've still really supported them. And Massive Games has done a really wonderful job at The Division, where the Division is like, because at first I loved Division, then I just fucking hate it. And then they kept just changing respecking everything.
Yeah.
And now it's a really good game. And
so
I'll still every now and then pop back into it because it's super well balanced and it's got a lot of content and things to do.
I guess the sequel to that will be something that'll be pretty present at E3 as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's been announced. That's going to be huge.
It's huge. Spyro, get out of here. About
having a battle royale mode for that now.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense for that game, I guess. Yeah, will that be the fucking thing this year as well? Of yes, everything having
it
to
already
everyone's
is.
Gonna have yeah. yeah. This yeah. is like this is like horde mode.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, horde mode.
Remember yeah. horde mode, man? I miss horde mode.
It's so fucking weird that every game called it horde mode as well. yeah. Where Gears yeah. of War just it was literally the horde.
Yeah. Fuck.
Memories, eh?
Yeah.
This is 2012's horde mode.
Yeah. Well, I played a bit of PUBG on my phone.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. I still haven't done that. How is it? Nightmare?
It's not ideal way to play it.
how does it control? Is it
the controls are the problem? It looks fantastic, and you kind of just get sucked into it, despite it being on a tiny phone screen. It was the awkwardness of the controls that got me.
Is it fake joysticks type thing or?
I think it is. What the digital, yeah.
Digital joystick.
Digital joystick.
Digital
joystick. Virtual joystick.
It VJ. Was. It
would
was
it be better
VJ.
If it was on an iPad and you had it?
That's what I was going to say. Yes. It's that's the all it is. My and thumbs are too fat.
Fortnite
I think.
Has a similar thing. I feel like Fortnite yeah. and PUBG are just like, what about this? What about this? Because Fortnite copied Battle Royale mode.
Yes.
Straight up. And now everyone loves Fortnite. And I played Fortnite and I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good game.
But have you played PUBG?
I played PUBG and I liked PUBG.
What?
I'm in the same position.
I think it's the same game.
Nah, it's the building. It's the building that I fucking hate in Fortnite.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I didn't build
no,
at all.
No, but you kind of do because people have to fucking like, that's what the people who were doing well at it do. They get right. shot at from a direction and they spin around and build a wall.
Right.
And I just do not like that building aspect. I don't like the way Fortnite looks. And it just
yeah, I hate the art direction.
Yeah, it's and I don't think it controls. It doesn't have the same tension that PUBG does, which is the thing I like.
Yeah, the controls I feel are not as good. Mm. It's not as responsive.
I haven't played PUBG on a high spec PC, which is what
that
it should be.
It's the way you have to do it. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, that happened. Do you want to talk a bit more about Far Cry, Nox? Because you only really touched on it a little bit.
I haven't had enough time to play heaps of it.
Yeah.
It's so far, like, I'm enjoying it. It's very similar to the other ones. Mm. The story's boring again, and it looks very nice. Like, I kind of echo the same stuff you guys were saying last
right.
week.
Have you done arcade stuff at all?
I haven't done arcade. I was kind of waiting.
I'm liking it. I'm liking
it
a lot.
It's quite good.
Yeah, yeah. It's just these mini scenarios that, yeah, someone bloody cooks up.
You're right there, Tommy. You just look like you're
real
fucking
tired. Kick, I'm trying to be present. Keep going.
Yeah, there's not much more to say. I fucking love it. Like, it's really, the interface is great. The way to search through stuff is really intuitive. And it's a bunch of little bonus levels that are free, you know? Like, it's basically free DLC.
It is cool with this how they've really, like, from the outset made an effort. Like you were saying before with their support for every, like, Assassin's Creed Origins and stuff. Like, they had this, like, that big announcement of, like, here's all this extra shit that's going to be in it. Like, so there's all this stuff dropping of, like, is it season pass stuff that's, like, the zombies and the Vietnam shit?
Yes. And the
like,
Mars, yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, I don't, that's so weird because it's, like, these are just different games. Like, it's like I find that so bizarre.
With Blood Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's been a live event already, which people didn't love, but, it, you know, they're
we
already
just
doing stuff.
Set cows on fire.
Yes.
That it's cool that they found, they found like this kind of unique way of doing multiplayer too. It's not just like a multiplayer deathmatch fucking boring thing again.
Mm. Yes. But it also can be that as well if you want
but,
to just play it.
But there's more to it. There's another layer and that's cool.
Yeah. It seems like, they've gone after the GTA 5 thing, which is still pumping out online
it's
content.
Amazing.
People
isn't
that
it?
Are
that
into it
going.
Really love it. Like, it's a good... it's a cool for something where there's not, I imagine, heaps of financial gain in. Because the GTA 5, do they charge? No, they do charge for the stuff that they put in, but they also
you can buy the currency.
Microtransactions, right.
Which you can in Far Cry as well, and you can buy new clothes and all that kind of shit with it. But again, like with PUBG, like you've mentioned a lot, Nox, the stuff you pay for is cosmetic. So I want to get a cowboy hat, but it doesn't make me any better at the game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's and Destiny 2 expansion will be coming out, I think, next month in May.
Right, and that's the second one of that as well.
Yeah, well, if you can call Curse of Osiris a DLC.
People hated that. People seemed to really not. I didn't like base
People
Destiny
didn't like
2.
It because, A, it was the same thing Bungie did with Destiny 1, with Dark Below.
Yeah.
And B, it was such a wasted opportunity.
Right.
And they kind of took stuff out in a weird way where like you had to be
out
at
of the base
highest
game,
level
yeah.
to... And
then they started to really fuck with the E-verse where it actually gave people... like you could pay for stuff that would give you an edge.
Right.
They've again, they've just gone, oh, I'm so sorry we did this in the first one. I'm so, we're sorry. Like you literally are making the same mistakes you did in Destiny 1.
Yeah.
Are you guys completely fucked in the head? Like,
yeah, I really fell off of Destiny 2 pretty quickly.
I loved it and then stopped playing it entirely.
Like, I played it up until, like, longer than anyone I know played it, and I've recently stopped.
Right.
But the expansion's going to pull you back
in. I'm going to come back into it, but I've completed the game. It's not... It's like my little Destiny. They've taken Destiny 1, and they've dumbed it down and shallowed it up and, like,
that's made so
it for... dumb assholes. They were like, you know, Destiny 1 was great, but not enough dumb assholes were playing it. We need to really reach this dumb asshole market.
I guess that's why I stopped playing it so quickly.
Yeah, me too. Something about it just didn't jive with me.
Quite a dumb asshole. I'm looking forward to it, because I've done all the raids. I mean, the only reason I haven't, the only thing that I haven't done is the Trials of the Nine, because I don't want to pay real money for some Twitch streamer to carry me through these trials.
Right.
And I'm just not... I can't kill people in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And those are the ones where it's like, this bit, there's this specific thing you got to all figure out and work together to do and go to the next bit.
Oh, no, that's the raid.
So
the
right.
raids are different and you've got raid layers. I've done them.
Right.
They're real fun.
Right.
In fact, if you get a good group... the main raid is one of the best things that Bungie's done.
Right.
If you get a bad group, you
get voted
might
into the
want to kill yourself.
Right. Okay.
Like, it is.
Okay.
And Bungie and the Destiny community is, let's face it, not the greatest.
Bunch of dumb assholes, it sounds like.
They are dumb assholes, and they're just getting dumber and more of more asshole-y.
Fuck.
So it's hard to get to find a pickup group if you're not playing with friends.
Right. That's always kind of push me away from it as well. That aspect.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm eager to see the expansion for this.
Yeah,
I think it's going to... I hope it's going to be good. Destiny have just been apologizing and doing patches for the last 3 months.
But for the last 3 years, really.
We're sorry we made the same mistakes that we knew were going to happen.
We accidentally used the same whiteboard again. It had the same notes of whoops, fuck.
Sorry that we deliberately made the exact same mistakes by design.
And then tried to fuck you and you complained and we were like, maybe we shouldn't do this again.
Fuck. Well, hopefully they pull an Ubisoft and like take a bit of breathing space.
I don't think they will.
I agree.
I think Bungie won't.
Yeah.
I think Bungie will continue to make the same shitty mistakes and push people away.
Well, should we wrap it up for this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Everybody, wrap it up.
Thank you very much for listening. Ben Russell, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, my boys.
Agreed.
You are in a comedy festival show that's on in Melbourne at the moment called...
Restaurant Fuckheads.
Yeah, best title in the festival.
It's on at the European Beer Cafe at the weird... nights of
the strangest times.
Oh, it's so annoying. It's almost like I can't see it.
Thursday, Sunday, Monday...
10:45 Thursdays, 9:45 Sundays and Mondays.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can go on Sunday.
Yeah. I saw it the other night and it was a lot of fun.
I saw it the other night as well and it was great.
I'm going to see it tomorrow night.
Everyone's
been saying nice things about it.
Yeah, so come along. It's real fucking stupid. So all you Destiny players, come along. You'll love it. You'll literally love it. I will charge you at halfway through for additional content that should have been in the game.
You did a show a few years ago called The Tokyo Hotel, and a friend of ours, Luke Heggie, thought that your current, like, was said to me what he thought the name of your current show is, and he called it The Fuckwit Hotel, which I quite like.
The Fuckwit Hotel.
Yes.
Are you going to be in the Fuckwit Hotel?
We've also got our comedy festival shows. Mine is Leisure Suit Tommy. It's on. There's a couple left by the time people hear this. Chimp Cop is still going until the end of the festival.
All the way to the end of the festival. 8:30 p.m. every night except Wednesdays.
I might see that tonight.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
It's been really fun so far. So come and see it if you like. Again, real silly, stupid sketch comedy kind of stuff.
So again, Destiny. If you love Destiny 2,
come and see.
Come along.
And make your way, if you can tear yourself away from your bloody raids, come to my show, which is on at 6:30 p.m. every day except Wednesday at Trades Hall as well.
Mm-hmm.
We should point out as well, if there's been any big news this week that we haven't addressed, we're recording this episode a little early. So if you're wondering why that hasn't happened, get off your high horse.
Get over it, mate.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
We've got shit to do.
Before you type it, just ask yourself, does anyone give a shit?
Do I sound
and
like
remember
I play Destiny?
That the answer is always no.
Always no. Always no.
Guys, thanks heaps for listening. We'll see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
Spider up!
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.